US President Donald Trump has attended a ceremony for four US service members killed in the Middle East conflict as public frustration grows over a war dragging out much longer than initially planned. Mr. Trump had originally flagged the war would last up to 5 weeks. It's now been almost 5 months since Israel and the US launched strikes on Iran. US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth told senators yesterday that the Iran war has cost $37.5 billion so far, and he's appealing for more funding.
Do you have a new estimate about what the war has cost us so far in this, the fifth month of the first year of this war in Iran?
Senator, the estimate we have as of today is $37.5 billion.
That's US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth there in his first appearance on Capitol Hill since hostilities between the US and Iran restarted last week. Well, Nate Swanson is the director of the Iran Strategy Project at the Atlantic Council. Nate's a former State Department representative on the Trump administration's Iran negotiating team and a former Iran director also for the Biden administration. Nate, $37.5 billion for the Iran war so far. How is the administration justifying that cost when it seems to have had very limited success at best so far?
Yeah, I mean, the question is the answer, right? They're having a really hard time justifying the cost. I think partially because the cost is almost certainly much higher than that number. That number really only accounts for the munitions spent. It does not account for damage to U.S. facilities. And more importantly, you know, the administration's having a really hard time justifying additional funds for an unclear outcome with an unclear objective. So, you know, I think this is a really hard argument to make right now in the U.S. Political spectrum.
The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, asked lawmakers to approve about $88 billion in congressional funding for the Pentagon, with $67 billion going towards operations in the Middle East. Is that an indication that this war is far from over?
My indication is that this is actually to actually backfund some of those costs that have already been spent, right? I mean, we have worn down, you know, U.S. munitions, you know, in ways that were never really anticipated. I think the U.S. thought this would be a 3 or 4 day war. And so really, I think what the Pentagon is requesting is to like get these back up to normal levels. So yes, it's possible that they want additional funds for a longer, you know, more expansive war. But the reality is they just need these funds actually to replenish what we had. So I think, you know, you can't rule out a forever war, but the reality is they just can't even sustain what they've done so far.
The Pentagon's last major briefing on the war was back in May, Nate. How is Congress expected to fund the war if they're not given clarity about exactly what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's become a highly partisan issue in the U.S., where this is going to be a party line vote. You know, the vast majority of Republicans feel like they can't buck the president on this. And Democrats are uniformly opposed to him, you know, I think for some good reasons. But, you know, the actual substantive debate is almost completely lacking because of a lack of information and because of the president's incredible sway over his party.
You spent almost 2 decades in the U.S. Government. Do you think this administration has a clear idea about how to end this war?
No. I don't think they do. I think, you know, unfortunately right now the options range from maybe like fanciful visions of a military victory, which I don't think are really plausible or attainable, to just, you know, completely, you know, throwing up our hands and walking away. And neither of those are good options, to say the least. And so, no, I don't think they have a clear solution for getting out of this.
Where do things sit at the moment with war powers and being able to continue this conflict?
Right. That's a good question. I mean, there's some ambiguity in this, right? And by law, the president should only be able to, you know, initiate these war for 60 days and then before congressional approval. He kind of skirted around that law by claiming it was over and now submitting a new war powers a notification. So, you know, he's reset the clock. Whether that is actually legal is, I think, a bigger question. I think one that's unresolved, but maybe even more important than that is just politically. You know, this has been a very costly war and a very unpopular war. You know, I think the estimates we've seen is that, you know, it's cost the average American, you know, every American over $1,000 in additional costs. And that was, you know, several months ago. So the costs are only going up. So I don't think he can, you know, necessarily sustain this legally, but I think perhaps more importantly, he can't even sustain it politically.
How would you describe the level of public support in the US for this conflict at the moment? You're saying it's very unpopular. What do the polls tell us?
I mean, polls show right now that he has about 30% support amongst his own party for this, which is incredibly low. You know, I think it used to be when the war started, you know, I think a sizable portion of his base supported it. And then even, you know, a few months ago, it was half. And now it's down to, I believe, in the 30%. And then, frankly, all Democrats are kind of, or not all, but the vast majority of Democrats are opposed to this war because it has no clear objective or no success to date. So, you know, there's still this notion that exists that maybe Iran will just capitulate or surrender at some point, but there's no good reason to believe that. And I think that just that notion just gets further and further by the day.
Nate, thank you so much for making some time. Good to have you back on the program. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.